49-year-old Julius Oling was employed at the government printing press way back in 1994 at the age of 26. He says the government should repair printing machines so he can continue to offer his service to the nation. Oling recalls enjoying his work as graphics inspector at the Nile printing press. He says he regrets that all the knowledge he acquired during training in Germany has gone to waste.
The printing press was really helping the nation in printing exams, exercise books for the schools, and then some government documents. So we have been working well. We were rendering services to our country. But when this civil war camp has made our work to come to an end, I'm not happy because we are now redundant. We are not producing things because the government forgot what is supposed to help the government.
Julius Oling, who is a pastor at St. Stephen Episcopal Church in Juba, says the high cost of living has forced him and other employees at the Nile printing press to take on odd jobs in order to survive.
Some of our staff, some have become old and they were now retired, and no any other person is sent for training so that can replace those who have retired. In South Sudan, if somebody is retired, I don't know, he goes immediately, he will go and die because even the benefits are not paid. Up to now, pension is not paid to the retired staffs. We have to go to hard labor.
Suzanne Joseph, another Nile printing press staffer, turned to selling charcoal for survival. She says she will continue to struggle without formal employment.
What shall we do? There is no work. The place where we were working at, the Nile printing press, those of Tiger took it. Now, our machines we were working with has been spoiled and crushed by those of Tiger. Even that house has remained empty to date. If we are doing any work, we are only doing handwork like sorting, numbering, and coding. But any work with the machine, it's no longer there.
Christopher Tongun, who is the managing director for Nile Printing Press at the Central Equatoria State Minister of Information and Communication, says he has written several letters to the state governor requesting intervention.
We have tried several times. We wrote to the governor at least so that if we cannot be compensated from that, let the new printing press be open, let it be given a land so that we build. Even if the government cannot manage it, some Samaritans who will be willing to invest on printing so that we at least can continue printing. When that place was taken, it became very difficult for us to follow up. The governor cannot turn up or follow up of these machines.
The spokesman of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces says the Tiger Division, who allegedly occupied the government's printing press, are answerable only to President Salva Kiir's office. This program made repeated calls to Bangasi Joseph Bakasoro, minister in the office of the president, for comment. Those calls were not answered. Luwate William, Director General for General Education and Instruction at the Minister of Education of Central Equatoria State, says his ministry spends thousands of dollars a year to print documents.
It becomes very difficult for us to give enough material for the children to feel a touch of the pages and papers of textbooks, for them to carry with them home to do their homework. Most of these things are in the software already. The syllabuses, the learning modules, the learning framework, the textbooks recommended, which shall be integrated with others, of course. All these are in the soft copy, and most schools do not have the capacity to produce quality.
The Nile printing press was a donation from Norwegian Church Aid, NCA, to the Soudan region in the area of United Sudan to cater to the printing needs in Juba, Malakal, and Wau. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.